Somehow, I found myself in a sexual relationship with both my mum and my dad. It all started when I told my mum and dad I was bisexual. I started dating a girl, and I wanted to introduce her to my parents. When I told my dad, he was very pleased that I trusted him enough to tell him. He's very open-minded. And after telling my mum that I was bisexual, she told me she thought she was too, but she'd never had the chance to find out. So over the next few weeks, my mum kept on hinting how she wanted to explore with a woman. I thought she was hinting about sharing my girlfriend with her. I felt awful for my mum's missed opportunity. She seemed to look at me and my girlfriend with jealousy sometimes, and I felt like I might have been rubbing our relationship in her face. And one night, when I came home drunk, I told my mum that I would kiss her so that she'd know whether she would like it or not, whether she would like girls or not. And we did kiss, and we ended up heavy petting. Oh, it was surprisingly good. And so was my mum. We started sneaking about, making out more and more, until we were full on. Until we were full on having sex with each other. We were doing everything. As soon as Dad walked out of the room, we were up the stairs and in the bedroom. And one day when we were in my bedroom, my dad caught us. I was lying back on my bed. My legs wide open to the world, and Mum in between them, just lapping away at me. I was groaning, my hands in her hair, and Dad came round the corner. He was home early from work, and he just stopped, just dead in his tracks, and looked at us, and he just stared, his mouth open. And I was so close. I just came all over my mother's face. I just came and came. And he just stood there. Eventually, when my mother came up for air, she turned to see what I was looking at. She saw my father. He went from shocked to angry. And my mother ran after him. I heard her crying and arguing with him, and she explained how she felt, about her missed opportunity, about her needing to explore different things. Dad wasn't too happy, but he finally said if she really wanted to date a girl, then he needed to know about it. Mum agreed, and she thanked him. I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to give Mum up. Things between us were so good, and Mum thought so too. She told Dad that we still wanted to spend time together, sexy time together, and he eventually came round. The following weeks, I felt quite bad for Dad. I was hogging Mum all the time, and I think he was getting sexually frustrated. Every so often he'd see us together, kissing, or just accidentally walking in on us while we were heavy petting. So one day when Mum was in work, I told Dad I needed to talk to him. I told him I knew he wasn't happy, and I needed to know how he felt. He basically told me he was a little lonely. Mum sometimes sleeps in my bed, and he finds it hard to share her. I asked him what else, and he eventually told me he's not getting as much loving from her as he did. I told him I understood, and if he wanted, we would stop. But then I asked him if he wanted to join us. He was shocked again, and he said no instantly. He'd asked if I suggested it to Mum, and I told him I wanted to know how he really felt first. I said he could share my and Mum's time together. He wouldn't have to touch me if he didn't want to. And I think Mum would enjoy it. She would love having the two people she loved most in the world in her bed. She agreed fully. The next day, after dinner, I called them both to come into my room. I'd gotten changed into some lacy black underwear, and all my hair was down around my shoulders. Mum came in first, and then Dad straight after. Mum was grinning like the cat who got the cream, and Dad couldn't stop staring. I asked Dad if he would like to watch me and Mum together, properly. Mum got undressed and joined me on the bed, and Dad kinda sat on the edge. Mum started kissing me all over, slowly, licking me, nibbling me, removing my underwear. She's so tender with me. As she sucked on my nipples, Dad started stroking her body. She started to go down on me. Dad avoided my eyes a little while he pulled out his cock. Oh, it looked great, by the way. Thick and hard and long. He moved down the bed a little so he could touch Mum while she licked me. He couldn't take his eyes off that. Oh, I was groaning so loud watching them. Even more so when Mum added her fingers. She asked Dad to get behind her. He took off the rest of his clothes, and he did. Mum was bent over me, and Dad got behind her. I was soaking by this point. Dad started entering her, and she was moaning into my pussy. Oh, I couldn't take my eyes off them both. Dad was looking down to where they were both joined, and then over the top of Mum at me. Oh, he started gripping her hips and pumping into her from behind, looking down again. And Mum was fucking me with her fingers and kissing all around my pussy. She started to come. Coming around Dad's cock. And then Dad was looking at me again. So I started touching my breasts and squeezing my nipples with him watching me. And I came just before he did. I don't know why. It just felt so much hotter with Dad there. So much more taboo. We had more and more threesomes. Sometimes Dad would get on top of Mum and I'd suck her breasts until they both came. Other times I'd ride her face while Dad was on top. And other times Mum would lick me out while Dad was licking her out. But Dad still hadn't worked up the courage to touch me yet. And I could see he wanted to. Just before he came every time, he'd be looking at me and seeing what I was doing. One day, me and Dad were all alone in the house. It was my perfect opportunity. I dressed up for him in the sluttiest outfit I could find. I went into his room while he was still sleeping. And I snuck under the covers. And I started sucking my dad's cock while he was asleep. He tasted so good. I'd only had one other boyfriend before. And he didn't taste anything like my dad did. He eventually woke up. He pulled back the covers. I could tell he was expecting Mum. The look on his face was priceless. I shocked Dad yet again. I could see him think about it. Think about pulling me off his cock. But he just relented. He lay back and let out a massive groan. He was moaning and I was sucking. He told me I was a naughty girl for teasing him. for making him watch me and Mum together all this time. For getting caught in the first place. That ever since then, he's been dying to be the one who touches me. To make me come. And he said now it was his turn. It was his turn to be the parent with their child underneath them. Making them come, making them squeal and scream. He pulled me up, and he ripped off my saucy clothes. He just started devouring me. My mouth, my tits, my cunt. Oh. He was like a wild beast, eventually set free to devour their prey. Oh, God. It was so hot. So taboo with my dad. And then he slammed into me. I didn't even see him. My eyes were scrunched up tight, taking all the pleasure he could give me. And then he was slamming into me over and over again. He couldn't hold back. He was in me bay, fucking me harder and faster than I'd ever been fucked before. He grinded out how tight I was. How much he loved my cunt. He told me he wants to have it every day, whether Mum's around or not. He was fucking me so roughly. He turned me over, pinned me down, and started fucking me from behind. Oh, pulling on my hair. Oh, I was so close. And then he bent over me and whispered in my ear. He told me to call him Daddy. Oh, God. And I did. I screamed it. And I started instantly coming around his cock. He told me that I was a good girl. And he started coming inside me. And he started coming inside me as I was screaming, Daddy. Oh, it was so good. It was the best fuck ever.